Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. As you know, I'm Roberta Grimes, and I'm really glad you could be with us today because we're going to be exploring something really amazing. As I think you know, if you and I have been sharing these visits for a while, in recent years, researchers have been in ever better communication with those that we used to think were dead. For my first four decades as an afterlife researcher, I was reading these crumbly old books full of communications received through deep trance mediums. Early part of the 20th century, very, very early. And because that's the case, I mean, it was surprising. They were all telling us about the same fantastic, huge, gigantic reality, even if they were talking from England or America or when they're. So it was clear it was all real, but it was still kind of distant, you know? It's very different to be in a place where we are now, where upper-level beings are communicating through many channels, where famous dead scientists are working out how to create reliable electronic communications with us. They're the movers. And where people who've devoted their lives to this work are learning some really amazing things. Fortunately, I don't have the bandwidth, frankly, to investigate all the new stuff. I'm so involved in teaching what I already have learned. But I have friends who more and more now are joyfully doing this work. Well, our guest today is one of them. She's Joyce Stewart. Joyce is a Christian psychotherapist. And just like me, she felt called by God to forget everything her religion had taught her so she could discover the genuine God and the genuine truth. We've already talked on Seek Reality about her wonderful recent book, which is called God is Love. I really recommend it. It's an inspiring account of her journey, and it shares some of what she's learned. You know, frankly, I make it sound easy. But for ardently spiritual people like Joyce and like me, really, really involved in our religion, this being called away from the religion that we love, that we're used to, that makes us feel safe, where we're certain to be called away and to be asked by God to basically start over is very troubling. It was painful for me for a long time. I still miss Christianity, but I have to say, learning at last to relate to the genuine God and the genuine Jesus as Jesus taught us to do these things with no religion in the way is really beyond thrilling. And every day it gets better. But Joyce and I share this need to know the truth, and the need comes directly from God. We've been called to do this. So I find her kind of a kindred spirit. And what's wonderful is the fact that she's investigating some things for which there's a lot of evidence, but I've never had the time to look at them. And this is the today's topic particularly fascinates me. We're going to talk about the special children of the spirit who are now being born and how to parent them, what can go wrong. I mean, this is major, major stuff. Joyce, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Seek Reality.
Thank you. I'm happy to be with you today.
So tell us just a little bit, in case people haven't heard our other podcasts, tell us a little about yourself. You're a psychotherapist by training, right?
That is correct, yes. I was trained as a psychotherapist, but then I also started getting involved in holistic, alternative-based healing because I discovered that energy-based healing actually is what heals people as opposed to the traditional psychotherapy of just talking about the problem or putting yourself on medications. And so in the process of going into alternative healing, I also discovered the whole world of spirituality, which allowed me to look at things from a very different perspective, and it's also led me to the topic we're going to be discussing today, the children of the light.
Yeah, I think that many people don't understand. This is another thing that I'm putting us down. We're going to have to talk about this. Energy healing is roughly, as they say, about 100 times as effective as chemical healing. And this is something most people have no clue about because we're sort of following the doctors, and the doctors have no idea. But this is a whole new wonderful area. We'll be talking about that soon. But meanwhile, let's talk about these children. When did these special children start to be born? Do you have a sense of that?
Yes, my sense, before I get into that, let me just tell you how I got into the Children of the Light, because as a psychotherapist, I was doing counseling with individuals. I was not working with children. But I would have these parents come in and start telling me about their children. They had all these questions because their children were talking about things that they'd experienced in past lives. They were talking about seeing angels or demons. They were talking about having conversations with Jesus. And it was really freaking my clients out because they didn't know what was going on. And that's what caused me when I started seeing this happen more, you know, more and more. I thought, okay, there's something to this. I need to investigate this so I can help these parents understand what's going on with these children. And that's how I really started getting into this, was to help answer my clients' questions about these children. But from my what I've researched is probably within the last 30 to 35, maybe 40 years, we've been seeing these children being born onto the planet.
But it's more now, right? There are more of them coming now than ever?
There are more of them coming in, yes. Yes, there are more than we had before. And they come in what are called, like, they call them, like, different waves or different generations. There's different groups of these children that go by different names based on the years that they came into the planet, their purpose and mission, and what their special gifts and abilities are. So some of these people may be familiar with. There's, like, star and starseed children, indigo children, crystalline children, rainbow children, hybrid children. And then these next ones, most people would not put in this category, but they consider the ADD, ADHD children and autism and Asperger's children also to be as children of the light, which is very interesting.
We're going to talk about what each of them is and what makes them different in a different segment, but I want to first orient us. I think it's important for everyone to understand these children are not burdened. They have come to this world having made a plan, and their plan is to come in with these special gifts, because what they're trying to do really is enlighten us all. And these are all the different ways, this is one of the many different ways that we are being enlightened. We're going to talk next week about another way, which is direct communication from the dead. We have that now like we never had it before. But why are they called? I mean, if someone has a small child, how would that person have a hunch that child was a child of the spirit?
Well, there are so many different characteristics these children come in with. So I'll start kind of going through some of these. You may notice some of these. They have a superior mental processing analytical skill. So some of these children, they can process information very, very quickly. They retain information. They don't forget things. They can access information very quickly. They have a very sense of life purpose from a very young age. Usually when they're like preschool, elementary school, they already know what they're supposed to do when they're adults. They already know what their plan is, and they start talking about what they're going to be doing. They're five senses.
They also sometimes remember past lives and things too,
right?
They're sensitive.
Yes, they remember past lives. Yes. They remember pre-earth memories where they were with God on the other side before they came here. They have those type of memories. Sometimes they'll talk about communicating with imaginary friends, which we used to think was kind of crazy. We'd laugh at it. But we now realize what they're doing is they're seeing spiritual beings in the spirit realm. They're actually seeing them, interacting with them, having conversations with them.
Are there degrees of involvement? So some of these children are intensely this way, some are a little bit this way?
Yes, they're all on the spectrum. So you have some, and some of them, well, there'll be certain areas which they're very refocused on, and that's their main purpose. And others will be a little bit, maybe they may have like five, six, seven different things that they may be coming in that show you that they're different from the other children.
And why do people like, call them as a... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, they're very empathic. They pick up on people's feelings very strongly. They're telepathic. Sometimes they can, you know, read people's thoughts. They have very advanced abilities at a young age. You'll notice that whether it's music, sports, academics, they're very beyond what they should be at their age, and people are so shocked and surprised that they can do or know what they're able to do, things like that.
Very precocious.
Yeah. Very precocious. Another interesting one is they have an awareness of social injustice at a very young age. So like in elementary school, these are kids that are noticing, you know, whether it's poverty, whether it's racism, whatever it happens to be, and they're wanting to do something about this. They're doing fundraising. They're doing awareness campaigns. They're telling their friends. They're doing different things like that for these different causes that they see are not right in the world. So in our generation, we waited for adults to do that, but we've got kids in elementary school that are doing these type of things already.
Wow. And why are they called Children of Light? Because isn't that a summary term for them?
Well, you know, that's the name. That's the term that I came up with. As I was studying these children, I was trying to come up with what is a term I can use to call these different groups of children. And the term I came up with, children of light, because they come from the other side to bring us light and illumination about the spirit realm, to teach us about the spirit realm, and also to teach us what we're doing wrong on the planet, how we're just, you know, doing things that are harmful to each other and to our environment, and how we need to make changes and how we need to live from love instead of fear. So they're bringing the light to illuminate us.
I think that what you just said is something we have to remind people of. The only thing that exists is what we experience as human consciousness. We've said this over and over again. Nothing else exists. Yes. Everything else is an artifact of that. Human consciousness is, an aggregate of all the human consciousnesses is what we think of as God. It's really not much more complicated than that. The problem is, of course, when we're in bodies, we have access to a very small part of our eternal minds, which are vast and very powerful. So it's hard for us sometimes to get our minds around all this stuff. But these people have come to help us raise the consciousness vibration of the planet, of everyone on Earth, away from fear, which is the lowest vibration and all the issues, emotions, and toward more perfect love. So they've come to do a great service. If you're recognizing one of your own children in what we're saying, you're blessed. You've been given the extraordinary gift of being able to help these people to truly transform the world. So you have your own role to play. This is Roberta Grimes on Seek Reality, and we're talking with Joyce Stewart about the special children who have, I guess for the past 40 years, have been born on this planet, more and more of them now, who have come in with a mission from spirit to help to raise the consciousness vibration of this planet away from fear and toward love. And they're very special children. I know that one of my grandchildren is certainly one of these kids, and it doesn't make her easier to parent at all, but it does make knowing her kind of extraordinary. So let's talk about what parents, you know, who say, oh, that sounds like Jimmy or sounds like Janie. What should they know about parenting these children?
Okay, there's some things you're going to parent the same as a normal kid. Like, you want to have daily routines and boundaries to help them feel safe. You want to give respectful discipline. But then there's some things that are a little bit different. One is you really want to listen to them, ask questions. Many times they're going to share information with you you may think is really bizarre, really strange, but you don't want to judge it. You want to just listen to it, ask more questions. They're here to teach you a lot. So just very much listen to seek to understand your child. You want to avoid drama, chaos, sensory overload, or cluttered home environment. These children do not do well with that because they're coming in with very high vibrational frequencies, so they're very sensitive to things. They get easily overstimulated. And so if you have a lot of drama, chaos, sensory overload, they will shut down. They will melt down. They will have all kinds of problems. It'll be very difficult for them to live in that type of an environment.
Yes, and make sure that it's a place where you're open, as you say, to listening to what
That's
these
right.
children say, because if they start talking
That's
about
right.
the mother lifetime, or don't you see grandma sitting over there, you
That's
can't
right.
say, kid, you know, there's something wrong with you. And that can be hard for Western parents, don't you find that it's rewarding, though? I find it fascinating to watch the mind of one of these children working, and the things that she says, and the way she sort of comes at life from a slightly different angle, maybe than the other children, and that's fun. Understand that you were chosen by that child to be his or her parent in this lifetime.
That's right.
So you were chosen as someone that they believed that we would be able to rear them well, to be able to do the work they'd come in to do. So it's actually
that's
a
right.
gift to you. It's not a burden at all.
No, it should be a gift.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's also very important as parents that you allow these children to follow their passions, because they've been sent with a very mission that they're supposed to accomplish that's very clear to them. And so, you know, so often as parents, we want our children to be like us. We want them to play football because we played football, or we want them to be a lawyer because we
right.
were a lawyer. But these children, it's very important that you allow them to go with the flow and follow the passion and do and become what they're created to do and become, even though it may not be what you thought you wanted your child to do or be.
But be clear, though, that they won't tell you, oh, Mom, I have to, study basket weaving because that's part of what I came in to do. This isn't entirely conscious. They're meeting with their guides at night, as we all do, and getting direction and being driven to do various things.
Yes.
But
that's right.
They won't necessarily know in the beginning why they're being driven to do those things. I think it's true with every child you have, even one who doesn't seem to be one of these. Always respect the child's wish or need to be doing or studying certain things, because they're all meeting with their spirit guides at night. They all need to be given the grace of understanding that they've lived many lifetimes, will live many more, and they do not, they're not really little babies. They've come, each of us come in with a plan. So, I mean, I just want to add, even if your child doesn't seem to be any different, always respect them and let them grow as they feel driven to grow, because they're following their own plans.
That's right.
So what can go wrong if you have a child like one of these?
Oh, gosh. So unfortunately, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. These children can have a lot of problems. For one reason, they feel very different from other children. They feel awkward.
Yeah.
They feel alone. They feel misunderstood. They feel weird. And because of this, sometimes they will turn to drugs and also suicide as ways to cope with these overwhelming feelings, because they're so sensitive to everything around them and they feel so misunderstood. And so often they're bullied.
Wow.
Because many times these are the kids that are getting bullied in school. And so, you do have to be aware of these type of issues and be sensitive, especially as parents, to help your children through these things. And, you know,
if they seem soft or weak or in any way, you know, go out there and fight like a man, maybe not, that's not the right thing to say to them, because come in, and this is true, again, of all your children, they're following their own life path. And it may mean that they need to learn how to deal with bullies in a way which is peaceful. It's not as simple as it used to be to parent. Back, 50, 100 years ago, people, they could sort of say, well, he has to toughen up and stuff. But life is much more complicated now that we understand much more about what's going on. We have a responsibility as parents to do the right things and not necessarily the easy things with our children.
Yes, so you recommend
that people worry and a little bit about what may be going on and check on their lives to make sure they're not being overwhelmed.
That's correct. Yeah, you want to make sure, check in with your kids from time to time. Look for the signs, that they may be struggling and having some problems fitting in. You know, many of these children, they're having all these incredible spiritual experiences in their private lives, and they can't share that with their other children. If they do, the children think they're crazy. If they say, hey, I met with an ET the other night, their friends are going to think they're crazy and strange. So they do get made fun of. And the other thing that we see very often is these are the children that get labeled with behavioral and mental health disorders. Because from our Western model, we're looking at things, we're not bringing in the spiritual component, we're just looking at things from a very physical realm being. And yet many of these children, they act the way they do because they're very strongly spiritual beings, and they're coming in with all the spiritual knowledge and information, they're vibrating at different frequencies, their DNA is different, they learn very different. And so we automatically slap labels on them instead of, wait a minute, let's seek to understand these children. Maybe these children are very advanced and maybe there's nothing wrong with them, but we just need to learn to change and adapt our environment for them instead of expecting them to adapt to the environment that we have down here.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's also true in my granddaughter's life. She was not doing especially well in school because she was so bored, but now she's going to a special school where she's going to be, by the time she's a senior, she'll be graduating from the first 2 years of college at the age of 18. And suddenly she's engaged and she's getting all A's.
Yes.
So that's the kind of thing to look for in your children. What is it they need that will help them blossom? It's not going to be cookie cutter for someone who has come in with these kinds of gifts.
That's right, yeah. And because, their brains work so fast, they learn the knowledge very fast and then they're bored. Because else, it may take them 30 minutes to absorb the information. They can absorb it in 10 minutes, and then they're sitting around bored with nothing to do. So that's why sometimes you have the whole educational system has to be different in how you educate these children.
Now, do you recommend that parents who think that one of these children is that they have is gifted in this way. Do you recommend that they encourage the children to speak about what it is they're seeing or hearing? I don't know whether we should encourage that or whether we should just be respectful when it happens. What do you think?
I think we need to teach our children about discernment, how to know what people are safe to share this information with and what people are not. So we need to provide a home environment that's very safe where the children feel free to share whatever it is they're learning, whatever they're seeing, whatever they're experiencing. They can freely share it within the home environment. And then the parents can help them understand, okay, who else, you know, could you share this information with? Maybe you don't tell the whole story with so-and-so, but maybe you can tell just a portion of it type of thing. Because we want them to go out and get this information, but at the same time, we don't want them to be bullied all the time. Because people don't understand who they are and what it is they're sharing and where they got the information from.
But if it's your child and your child says, probably even a very young child says, you know, mommy this or mommy that. Here's what happened with this child when she was barely able to talk. She was talking to my mother-in-law all the time, and my mother-in-law, of course, had already graduated. And she would say things like, you know, can grandma come on this car ride? And
yeah.
Everyone said, sure. I mean, it's as long as you accept whatever they're saying, they truly are seeing these people.
That's right.
It's just very important not to, because you don't want the child to shut down. This is part of her mission or his mission in life.
Correct.
To connect with spirit. So, your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's why you want a safe environment where the children can freely share what they're experiencing. Because, you know, just listening to them, we can learn so much about the other side. We can learn so much about death and dying and God and everything just by listening to these children share their experiences as opposed
one
to trying
things,
to shut them up.
One of the things some people are thinking, I know it's hopefully not very many, is that there's something demonic about this. Quite the opposite. This is directly a gift from God. There is nothing demonic about it. God is trying to rescue this planet right now by raising
That's
the vibration
right.
enough
That's
that we
right.
will not destroy our own planet. We're in peril right now, and these people have
That's
come
right.
in to help to rescue us. They're all part of God's great plan to fix this world. So quite the opposite, nothing about this is demonic. It's all benevolent and based in love. But if it's your own child, I think you already know that.
Yeah, nothing demonic whatsoever. This is all coming from God because of his great love for us and the planet. And he wants to see us learn how to live more from love instead of fear. And that's what these children are coming down to teach us and show us how to do that. You'll notice many of these children, some people will think they're very rebellious because they speak out and they see something injustice. They see the way our political system, our economic system, religious system is all based in fear. And they're not afraid to call it out and speak about it and say, hey, this isn't right. And so they ruffle a lot of feathers that people don't want to hear that. And so they often get labeled as being very rebellious, but they're not. They're speaking truth. And we need to hear the truth that they're speaking because we do need to make changes in these systems we have in our society that are based in fear.
Absolutely. You've given me 7 versions. So let's go down the list and talk about what they are. A star or a star seed child, what's that?
Okay, these are children that started coming to Earth after 1945, after we had the atomic bomb, because they were concerned that we were going to destroy our planet. So their purpose is to help us evolve to be a more peaceful and loving people and the planet. That's what they came out to help us with. So basically help us to keep from destroying our planet.
So this goes back more than 70 years.
This goes back
40
this is the
years.
First, yeah, this, yeah, these go back. Yeah, this the group actually goes back to quite a while. Probably the oldest.
You know what I just realized?
Had.
I just
what?
Realized that's what I am. That's kind of profound.
Oh, very interesting.
That's kind of amazing, but I'm sure it's true. Oh, well. All right, let's go on to the indigo children.
The indigo children, these are born between 1969 and 1987. Most of them would be in their 30s today. They were the ones that were born with more of a warrior personality because their purpose was to break down the current world system that's based in fear and needs to change to be based in love. So these are some of those that you'd call more the rebellious warrior type of children on the planet.
But they also would be people in connection with spirit. They would be people
correct. Oh,
who,
yeah, very much so.
But they would be loving, right? They wouldn't just be warlike.
Yes. They're very intuitive people, very strong empaths, very strong intuition that these children have. They perceive truth. They will not tolerate lies. They will call you out on everything that you're doing is wrong. because they're here to shake up the system, so to speak. They don't like authority figures. They don't like having to come under control, different things like that. They feel very misunderstood. They can be great students. They're very smart students. But here again, because of their what we call rebellious ways, a lot of times they're labeled behavior issues and things like that.
Oh, my goodness. What about crystalline children?
Crystalline, they're born between 1990 and 2010. Now, these are the children that came to be the healers. So they've come to teach us how to love again and how to reconnect with each other. So they're very affectionate, loving, forgiving, even-tempered. They love animals. They love nature. They have very few worries or fears. They hate fighting, arguments, conflict, violence, all those things. They have a very, very difficult time with because they're vibrating at such high vibrational frequencies of love. These are the ones that many will become doctors, surgeons, medical researchers, healing practitioners. A lot of these are going to go into the healing fields as adults.
Huh. And a rainbow child.
Rainbow, they were born within the last 15 years to about 2000, some 6,000. That's probably the last 20 years, we'd say, for these ones. Their purpose was to change the world with infinite wisdom. So these are the wisdom children. They're coming with great knowledge and wisdom about the spirit realm from the other side to introduce to us. They're able to recall a lot of past memories of other times because they're trying to teach us that reincarnation is real, that we have eternal beings, that we've always been around. They're very socially aware. These are the ones that are starting all the social awareness projects, injustice, different things like that they're very much into. They're very sensitive to emotional energies.
Fascinating. What about hybrid children? Are those a mix of some of those different
kinds? Yes, these are a mix. Yeah, these are in to bring knowledge and technology from other parts of the universe that are more advanced than we are. So this is where you get into some of your extraterrestrial beings and things like that. That's why they're called hybrid children, because some of them, and some people may find this very controversial and disagree with this, but some of them, it's kind of like they're half between what we call an earth being, but also the extraterrestrial type of characteristics, knowledge, wisdom, star being, knowledge, wisdom, things like that. So they understand a lot more about the other side, and they're bringing this information to us. They're able to see things as energy. They don't see things as solid objects as much. They can manipulate time and space. They have a very difficult time living in this 3D dimensional because they're very much higher dimensional beings when they come here.
Now, when you say they have some extraterrestrial characteristics, do you mean they're literally hybrid physically?
Some people that have researched these children have said that that basically their genes, their human genes, are mixed with some type of a hybrid or some type of an ET type of gene. I haven't researched that extensively, but that's just what I found in the reading about these children.
Wow. So that if someone were to research their DNA, they would find it wasn't normal human DNA entirely.
That's correct. That's correct, yes. They'd find something else.
Ooh, how spooky. Wow.
But they're highly knowledgeable. They're highly knowledgeable because, you know, the other universes out there are so far beyond us in technology, and these children are bringing that technology to the planet to help us raise up our technology and get us up to speed with where everybody else is out there.
Okay, what about the ADHD and ADD children?
Okay, these are very interesting because these children are actually, from what these researchers are saying, they see them very differently than the way normal people would see them. But they see them as coming into the planet. They're vibrating at very high vibrational frequencies. They're very sensitive to everything around them, very sensitive to the energy. And so they take in a lot of energy, and therefore they're always moving. They're always got all this action movement going in their bodies because they have to find a way to release all this excess energy that they're taking in. It's like they take in information energetically. They take in the emotions of people energetically. They take in all this energy on such a fast-paced level, then they have to find a way to discharge it out. And so that's why you see them having all what we would call hyperactive type of movements, and the fact that they can't focus on things very long. It's because they're processing things very quickly within their mind. So they're not purposely trying to misbehave. So we need to seek to understand them rather than trying to manage and medicate these children. So these children do very well in very uncluttered, peaceful environments with minimal sensory input and minimal conflict because they're so sensitive to everything.
Turns out, I have one of these too, I think, now that I see what you're talking about, as a grandchild. They just okay. consider her to be very sort of learning disabled, but she's very bright.
Yeah.
It's just, and
oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
absolutely all over the place, totally. I think
that's
she's getting
right.
better as she gets older, but my goodness, that's really surprising.
And this is
I didn't
what,
know that.
One
I'm
of
learning
the
a lot of
that
stuff.
Yeah, one thing that I love was some of the ADHD, they have a new definition. These researchers call it always dialed to higher dimensions. And I really like that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds a lot better than hyperactive disorder, which is
yeah.
a little awful.
Yeah. Because when you look at it
that's
from a
great.
Spiritual perspective, that's exactly what's happening. You know, they're trying to live on the spiritual realm, the physical realm, but at the same time. You know, they're communicating with both realms at the same time. So they often feel very overwhelmed.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. Now, you also talked about autism and Asperger's. How
yes.
does that fit in?
Okay, so here again, what they're saying about these children, that once again, they vibrate at very high vibrational frequencies, and that they communicate telepathically. And that's why we look at them and think, oh, they have all these communication issues, they're not learning to talk and all these type of things. No, they are very highly evolved in their communication, but it's all telepathic, it's all empathic. And that these children are actually radiating a lot of unconditional love, joy, peace. They're very sensitive to the energies around them. And the other thing about these children, because they're so, their bodies are so sensitive, that they're very much impacted by vaccines, chemicals, drugs, toxins, heavy metals, those type of things really impact these children more severely than other children.
Well, that is fascinating. So so basically what you're saying is all these different kinds of what we think of as disorders, because they don't fit into the little shoebox that is human
right.
life, they're all basically just a bigger kind of a perfectly healthy person.
Absolutely.
Maybe
yeah.
the planet
more,
will grow into.
That's correct. They're more spiritually advanced people, and we're trying to take these spiritually advanced people and force them to fit into our 3D fear-based model of what we think is life. And
yes.
they're having a very difficult time. And instead, we need to change our environment, change the way we understand things so that they can actually fit in, feel comfortable down here, and they can teach us the things that we need to know so we can raise our vibrational frequencies and we can learn to become more telepathic and live from a higher place of love.
All right, let's diagnose Roberta. I now know that, I mean, many people know that my first sort of experience with any of this was when I was 8. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I was sure there was no God. There was a flash of light in the room. And a voice said, you wouldn't know what it is to have me if you didn't know what it is to be without me. I will never leave you again. And I went back to sleep because I thought it was great. If you forget there's a God, they remind you. And I later, much later, I came to understand. I was driven all my life to do certain specific things that even when I was doing them, that made no sense. For example, why did I major in early Christian history? At the time I was choosing my major, I thought that was insane. But I knew I had to do it. Over and over again, there were things I knew I had to do. And it was only in 2015 that my primary guide, when I refused to write Liberating Jesus, my primary guide broke into my life finally and told me who he was and why and so on. So my whole life has been devoted to doing this. And I was told then that I had come in. I was born almost to the day, 1 year after the bombs were exploded in Japan, the atomic
wow.
bombs. I was told that was why I had come in. So
yep.
I guess that's what I am. I don't know what else it would be. My whole life has been given over to this.
That's right.
And so I just never thought of myself as anything but someone who was driven by my guide, whom I'm very fond of, but he does drive me hard. So
yeah.
in our lives, we think we are just regular, basic people, but all of us, in a sense, are seeds of the stars. We are eternal beings. We have been many places and done many things, and we can now choose all the right things to do for this planet and make it a better place. It is. You may not think you are one of these kinds of children, but even if there's a question in your mind, you probably are. We're all different, and they're all different from one another, too. But what we have in common, you know, as Joyce would say, is we're here to raise the planet's vibration, and they tell us it's working. We're talking about what is going to become a really hot topic, all the different gifts that children are coming in with now that are going to, that basically they have a specific mission, which is to help raise the vibration of the planet away from fear and toward love. This is the most important possible mission, because we have been told, actually by very high-level beings, that we're at risk now, if we can't get this done fairly quickly, of devolving into what would be the worst possible kind of burned out planet, or even burning the planet up and destroying it, blowing it up. All of that is possible, but they say that they think they've caught it in time. And what's interesting is that people who I guess are like me, and I've met others as well, were born right after the bombs exploded, or right before, because of course there's no time there. But the fact that we exploded atomic bombs in fear was like a bridge too far from the guardians of this planet, those very high level beings, and they're making this change now. So, Joyce, I'm so glad you've studied this, because I knew nothing about it. Now, where do you think this is going from here? We have a sense that this has been a process going back right to 1945 and maybe before. So where's it going now? What do you think comes next?
Well, I think what's coming next is we're going to be seeing a greater and greater awareness of the changes taking place on the planet, because these children are on the planet. In other words, we've been very much what I would call a 3D planet, where people were just thinking this physical planet Earth is all there is. And now we're saying, hey, we've got a whole other spiritual realm out there. We've got all these spiritual beings that are connected with us. God is real. And so we're seeing a major shift happening on the planet, where people are waking up. There's so many different names we have for awakenings that are happening on the planet with different people. And these children are bringing about this great spiritual awakening, where people are realizing that, hey, there's a whole other spiritual realm that I can connect to. And when we learn how to connect to the spiritual realm and the physical realm, we're going to have so much more love and peace and joy on this planet. It's going to be a much more better place to be able to live. We're going to get along with each other so much better. So I see nothing but good in the future as we continue to, but we have to be able to validate these children. We have to listen to them. So often we put ourselves, well, we're the adult, we're the authority figure. These are just children. Yes. We don't know what they're talking about. But we have to realize that, hey, we can have dialogue with these children regardless of their age, whether they're 5, 10, 18, whatever the age. They have things to share with us. They have things that we can learn from. And so it's kind of how we can interact with each other, as opposed to we're up here and they're down there and we tell the children to be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. But to learn from the wisdom of the children.
And one thing I think it's very important for people to realize is that, you're thinking, how is this possible? What about, what people will say to me when I talk about this is they always say, what about ISIS? And they have a very good point. There is some very, very negative energy on this planet at the moment.
Yes, there is.
But the thing to keep always remembering is that there is just one eternal mind. It's vast, and our eternal minds are the great mind we leave behind in a suitcase, they tell us, is all part of that vast eternal mind. So if even a very small percentage of people will work to raise their vibrations away from fear and toward love, that affects everybody. I don't know what the percentage is. 3, 4, 5% of the people on the planet would be enough to raise the vibration of the entire planet. And that is a very benevolent, positive cycle. That, you know, suddenly ISIS will be patting puppies, and they won't even know why. There is one consciousness. There's nothing beyond that one consciousness, which is very exciting.
Yeah, there's one consciousness. It's all energy, but the energy is on this vibrational frequency from very low fear base to very high love base. And what's happening is we produce more love on the planet. Those people that are living from fear are getting very, very scared, and so they're doing everything they can to try and fight back, which is why we're seeing the increase of fear and wars and ISIS and all that type of thing. But ultimately, love will always win out, and love will win out, and then the fear will be forced to go down, and we'll see less and less of those types of violence on the planet.
So what we're seeing now is actually a good sign that this is working, and we should keep at it.
Because it means all this fear, all this junk that's been buried in our systems are all now coming to the surface to be dealt with. And so that's a very good sign.
Very
so we have to do this time of chaos in what feels very a lot of instability, but once we get through that and we can diffuse all the fear with love, on the other side is love. and we'll have a much better place for us to live. We just have to be willing to go through this very tumultuous time that we're in right now as everything comes up to the surface to be dealt with.
This is fascinating.
And you see this in people's individual lives, and you also see it in the society level.
Yes. Yeah. Well, for certain, it makes you happier. I can personally testify that the more you can raise your personal vibration, the happier it makes you. I don't know how anyone can be happy but to do this. My book on the subject is called The Fun of Growing Forever, and it basically uses the easiest possible teachings to do this, the teachings of Jesus, which are not being used by Christians, so they won't mind if we use them, and they work within months. It's amazing what a difference. It's really a phenomenal thing. He came with this package of perfect teachings, and everyone says, oh, he just says we should love more. That's not the point. Everything he said was true.
That's right.
So the more you learn about this, the more positive and wonderful your life becomes. So it really is very much, very much worth doing. So you have a website, right? What would your website be?
Yes, my company is called Holistic Healing Consulting, so the website is www.holistichealingconsulting.com.
And you do take clients, right, to help them?
Yes,
what is it you do with
clients.
Your clients?
I provide counseling services using a lot of energy-based treatments, primarily helping people overcome fear, anxiety, past abuse, and trauma, stress. Those are kind of the areas I specialize in. But then I also do some spiritual mentoring, Course in Miracles type of work, things like that. And then I also like to do public speaking on any of the topics that I'm interested in.
You do workshops too sometimes, right?
And I do workshops, anything like that, yes. Yeah. Yes, if anybody
wants
to
reach
speak,
you
know, on these topics, you can email me at joyce@holistichealingconsulting.com, or my phone number is 618-210-3500.
So actually, we've had Joyce on to talk about a number of things, and she's always done such a wonderful job. I don't have the range, frankly, that you have, Joyce, but, you know, we all came here with different purposes, and
that's right.
And I think you are really filling yours. So I'm so glad you've been here, and we will have you back again soon.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
So, everyone, meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. I am so glad you joined us today. I hope that your head didn't explode with this. It's very exciting news. Never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began. You never will end. And when you fully grasp all the implications of that fact, it's going to change your whole life so much for the better. Next week, our guest will be our wonderful friend, Craig Hogan. He's back again to give us further insights into the effects being, the efforts, and also the effects and the results being achieved by those that we used to think were dead, who are the leaders in the field of communication research, and their goal is to build some easy way for us to stay in contact all the time with people that we used to think were dead. Craig has been my friend for more than a decade, and he's the most spiritually advanced person I've ever known in the flesh. He's mild, he's unassuming, he's joyous, and he's very bright. And he has the patience to do this work. I certainly don't. So he's got things to tell us, and they're exciting. So I hope you'll join us. Many listeners have told me they just love Craig. You have to love him. I love him too. And what he has to tell us in all of these different conversations we have about the workings of spirit and how they are trying at last, just as Joyce has said, to bring truth and love to all the world. What he has to say will thrill you. So I look forward to seeing you next week. And of course, this week we've been talking with another good friend of ours, Joyce Stewart, whose journey has been so similar to mine. She was a really strict Christian. And when you're a really strict Christian, you kind of have it made. So to be called out of that, out of your safety, and basically told by God, you're on a different journey now. These are the things you have to learn. Is really, for me, it was difficult, and I know it must have been for her too, but she did what she was called to do, and now she has reached a place which, when if you pursue the same journey, you can reach, where she is an expert in many areas that I know they exist. I've never researched them, so I'm so grateful to her that she is doing that. These special children who are being born now and actually have been born, they are the oldest of us in our early 70s. These special children chose to come in, chose to devote their lives to helping all of us to raise the consciousness of the planet. And it's exciting if these people are in your life. I now realize I have several in my life, including me. The hardest truth that many of us have to accept is the fact that we are infinitely loved, because most of us know that we're not that lovable, but it doesn't matter. Please understand, we are perfectly loved, and all of the work being done by all these children and by the guides that they have is just to help us. My nonfiction books, of course, are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, and The Fun of Living Together, and for young children, The Fun of Meeting Jesus, which is a beautiful picture book. You can get them in bookstores, on Amazon. All but the children's book is available as an audiobook, and they're beginning to be available in other languages worldwide. If you ever want to reach me to talk about anything, just go to robertagrimes.com and click on the contact block. I used to be able to say, if you don't reach me in 24 hours, send flowers. That can take me up to a week, so please be patient. Just make sure you give me your right address. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you in particular, you yourself, you are a powerful, eternal being, and you above everyone are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.